Could you allude to, or even maybe give a few kind of cheat sheet answers of the sort of exciting things that we have to look forward to and some of the questions you answer?
Well, 2 Peter 3:13 says, therefore, we are looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth where righteousness will dwell. So forever we will live in a realm of righteousness. The interesting thing is, it's saying, so we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. But in actual fact, in my experience, and particularly 14 years ago, that's 16 years ago now, when the Heaven book came out, 2004, and it was right about this time of year. And at that time, every time I would talk about heaven, as people reading the Heaven book, I think it would be fair to say that very few people are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. They're looking forward to being with Jesus forever, and that's wonderful. But the new earth part of that, a new heavens and a new earth, and the new heavens is not new heavens dwelling place of God. It's new heavens and new earth. Heavens and earth, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the physical universe. Heavens and earth means universe. Okay, so how many of us are looking forward to a new physical universe? How many of us are looking forward to a new earth? And one of the things I say in the Heaven book is that the average person, there are committed Christians who believe in the resurrection to the point that they would go to a firing line and be shot willingly before they would deny a belief in the resurrection. But many of those same Christians actually don't believe in the resurrection. They believe in the resurrection of Jesus. They don't believe in the resurrection of God's people. They don't believe in their own resurrection. And the way I know this to be true is I remember when I was preaching on heaven in my church, and a man came up to me who's one of the most godly men in the church and a student of God's word, a student of scripture. If anybody knows the Bible, it's this guy. And he says, wait a minute. Are you telling me that we're actually going to have bodies and we're going to eat and drink? And I said, yeah. I mean, Jesus, just eating and drinking alone, 8 times refers to feasts and eating together in God's kingdom. Resurrected people doing this. And he says, that just sounds so unspiritual. He was disgusted at the idea. I'm going, what does resurrection mean? You know, a resurrection without a body is like a sunrise without the sun. I mean, it's like, no, that's what it means. Resurrection means physical. We will have physical bodies and we'll have them forever. And we're told they'll be like Christ's body. So why did Jesus stay on the earth for 40 days after his resurrection prior to the ascension? Well, one of the things I think is to just show us and let us know that he's going around places in a body. Sure, sometimes he appears in that body, you know, and maybe there's something that to us seems magical or whatever, where he transfers himself and doesn't have to. Yeah, whatever, come in through the wall. But what? Once he's there in an actual physical body. And so with Thomas, it's touch me, handle me. A spirit does not have flesh and bones as I have. I am not a ghost. And he ate and drank with them. And you know, when he ate and drank, the food didn't like drop down onto the ground, you know? It's he had an actual body physically that is the resurrection body of Jesus. It is the prototype of our bodies, eating and drinking and walking and talking and doing what people do in bodies. So extrapolate that now to resurrected life on the new earth. And that's where then we get to all of these aspects that I deal with in the Heaven Book. What's going to be on that new earth? Well, is it possible animals will be on it? Well, it's not simply possible. It's directly taught in multiple Old Testament passages. Isaiah 60 is about the new earth, and it talks about animals. Isaiah 65 specifically calls itself being about the new earth, and it's got animals. Even if you didn't, in other passages as well, Ezekiel 47 and some others. Okay, now, even if you didn't have those passages, and I deal with this in a chapter, two chapters on animals in the Heaven Book. One is just about animals on the new earth, animals in general. Second one is it possible God might bring our pets back to life? And my answer to that, and I think it is not just, some of it's speculative, of course, is I think he probably will, because wouldn't that be just like him? And wouldn't that fit with what Romans 8 says about that the whole creation is suffering and groaning along with his people, and the whole creation is awaiting the resurrection of God's children, because the whole creation wants to be delivered from life under the curse? Well, who besides human beings has suffered in the present creation? Animals. I mean, that's the answer. Animals. And so what it means is John Wesley, who spent lots of his life on horseback, used to talk about God raising those great steeds that he would travel around on, and the love that he had for those animals, and believing that they would be there in the resurrection and they would live forever on the new earth. They would be delivered from their present suffering. There's nothing worse. I mean, we love dogs, and you know, when we've had to put dogs to sleep, oh, this has been heartbreaking. But once I did all my study and research on the Heaven Book, I totally changed my mind in that area. I didn't used to believe that there'd be animals in heaven. Well, not animal spirits floating around, animals on the new earth in physical bodies, you know, because try to imagine an animal without a physical body. You know, we can't, this is the thing. If we just get in our heads that scripture in the resurrection is talking about a physical body, the new earth is not a non-earth, it's a new earth. Our new bodies are not non-bodies, they're new bodies. That means they're better bodies. It'll be a better earth. It won't be an earth under sin and curse. That's what the newness is about. You know, if I said, hey, I'm going to give you a new car, and that was theoretical, I'm actually not going to give you, I don't have a new car to give you. So anyway, but if I said, I'm going to give you a new car, you say, oh, great. I can't wait to see this car. I'll bet it doesn't have a steering wheel. It doesn't have brakes. It doesn't have engine. It doesn't have a carburetor. It doesn't have a transmission. It doesn't have wheels. It doesn't have tires. You go, no, that wouldn't be a new car. That'd be a non-car. That would not be a car. When the Bible talks about the new body, it's not that we have new organs and new body parts. It's the old body made new, no longer subject to sin and death. The new earth will not be a non-earth. It will be the same present earth delivered from the curse and much more glorious, and a return to Eden and beyond.